Once upon a time, there was a very wicked queen who also happened to be very beautiful. The queen was very vain in addition to being very wicked, and every day she would ask her royal advisor,
Harry, who is the prettiest woman in all the land?
You are the queen.
Tell me something I don't know.
This went on for years, but then the queen's daughter, Bernice, grew up and became even more beautiful than the queen.
Wow.
One day, the queen asked her advisor,
Harry, who is the prettiest woman in all the land?
You, of course.
Honestly?
Oh, yeah.
You swear to me?
Well, I...
Cross your heart, hope to die, stick a needle in your eye.
Who needs to put it in here?
What?
Well, the queen was furious, so she put on a disguise and went to her daughter with a poisoned apple.
Hi. Hi, sweetie. Care for a bite?
Sorry, I'm on a diet.
Well, this is what we're talking about.
In that case...
The princess died, and the queen was once again the prettiest woman in all the land. The end.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a minute. The princess dies?
Yes.
That's it? The princess dies?
Yes.
That's not right.
Sure it is. It's all right here in the book.
But she can't die.
Why not? Everyone dies.
But not the princess at the end of a fairy tale.
She does in this one.
That just doesn't sound right to me. Does that sound right to all of you?
What do you want?
I want a happy ending.
But she died.
She can't die. She's the princess.
Okay, how about this? The princess died, but everyone thought she was such a good person that even today, people follow her example.
No.
How about this? The princess died, but she lives on our hearts and minds, and we still appreciate her beauty and her kind things she said.
No, no, no.
What do you want?
I want the princess to come back from the dead.
What?
She has to rise from the dead.
What for?
So that there can be a happy ending.
There is a happy ending.
The princess is dead. How is that a happy ending?
Well, the queen's happy.
Look, I can't explain it. I don't know how it works. All I know is that the princess has to rise from the dead.
Impossible. Rising from the dead? That would never happen in the real world.
It has to happen, or there's no happy ending for anybody.
Ugh, I give up. These guys have another story. Maybe you'll like theirs better.
On Easter morning, Mary Magdalene and a few other women went to the tomb where Jesus was laid. They discovered that the tomb was empty, and an angel told them Jesus was alive. When Mary saw Jesus alive for herself, she ran to tell the disciples.
He is alive. He's risen. He is alive. He's risen.
Later that day, a pair of men traveling to Emmaus met with a stranger. They told him how Jesus had been put to death and laid in a tomb. The man told them all this had happened just as the prophets predicted. When they stopped to eat with the stranger, their eyes were opened and they realized they had been talking with Jesus. They raced back into town telling everyone who they had seen. Today we come together to remember that Jesus is risen as we leave here. We, like those early disciples, can take the good news to the world and tell them.
Hey, I'm running out of Cadbury eggs.
What?
That rotten rabbit didn't give me any Cadbury eggs. Doesn't he know they're my favorite?
Wait a minute. This is Easter morning, and all you can think about is Cadbury eggs?
No, that's not all.
I was going to say...
You didn't give me any Reese's peanut butter eggs either.
I can't believe it. On the first Easter morning, Noah could wait to share the good news about Jesus.
I ran to tell the disciples.
They're green. We told everybody.
So how come you're all worried about chocolate eggs?
Well, it's Easter. We get chocolate. Did I miss something?
It's all the bad things you've ever done, the things that separated you from God, like disobeying your parents, lying to your friends, fighting with your siblings, taking things that don't belong.
Stop it, okay? I know I'm not perfect.
So
is
Jesus.
That's why he died for us.
Now he's alive.
He's alive and he's conquered sin. We are no longer separated from God. If we believe in Jesus, he will forgive our sins and give us eternal life.
You mean he's forgiven all the bad things I've done?
Yes.
Hey, who needs chocolate?